Boker Tov World. And today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Kufchet. So grab it while you can. And we're holding on daf Kuf Zayin on the bait at the two dots. So we've been talking about the different ways in which, if you have a motarot or you had a neder or a nedava, what would you do in the event that you weren't able to use that exact animal? Or what would you do in order to be yotze your neder and nedava? Could you use a smaller, larger, double, and things like that? So because of that, we're going to look once again at the Mishnah and Shkolim that we've spoken about so many times. And you'll recall that there were 13 shofarot. Okay, so there's 7 shofarot that were there for the inyanim that had to do with the tikkalim chadatim and the tikkalim atikin and all of those issues that we knew. Those are included, the kinim that you would have to bring, or for etzim levena, things like that. Those are given. The problem is that when it came to the shishal and adava, the Mishnah didn't explain. And the question was, why do we need 6 different shofarot for nedava? We've spoken about this before, and we've brought a number of different possibilities before. Now, because of the machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan, we're bringing some more shitot. So the Mishnah there in Shkalim said, shishalish l'nedava, as we know, and here's some of the shitos. So Chizkiyahu said that the reason is, kineged shisha batei avot kohanim. Since every week you have 6 different batei avot, remember, so we had the 24 mishmarot. The 24 mishmarot, each one was oved for 1 week at a time, but each one of those mishmarot had 6 different batei avot for the 6 days of the week, and altogether everyone worked on that Shabbos, which was the time of the Ksuba for mishmarot. Now, why would we make 6 kenegim? What is that, just stomp? Since there's 6 batei avot, so we'll make 6 shofarot? No. The point is, let's imagine a situation in which on Monday of 1 week, there were very few people that came to the Beis HaMikdash to bring korbanos. And because of that, they needed to access the shofarot, which were there for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Remember that those, all 6 of those, are essentially Nidvay Tzibur. And that means that when the Mizbeach is not busy with people bringing korbanos, you would go and you would take from them. Let's imagine Monday, Tuesday, one day of 1 week, there were very few people that were coming in, and the Mizbeach was not having what to eat, so to speak. And so the Kohanim of that Mishmar went, and they opened up the shofars, and they started using the money for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now, as we know, Kohanim are rough people, as we could see from our very own, and they like to argue a lot. So if you've got a Kohen, one Beit Avos, that is going to be utilizing the shofros, and none of the others need the shofros that week, because they weren't so many people that were coming, and they get very resentful. And what are you guys using up all the shofros for? So when it comes to our time, we're not going to have any invasible, and it starts getting into a big fight. So because of that, they gave every Beit Av its own shofar, so that you don't worry about it. If your day comes along and you need, you'll have. Okay, this was the Shiyeh Shalom Zeim Zeh. So one of our Mipnei Darte Shalom issues is to keep peace among those very tough Kohanim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, it's not that. It's that basically there's so much money coming in that if everything is going to be put into one container, there's going to be too much coinage, some of which will be damp, copper, and there's going to be a lot of spoilage. So we simply made 6 in order to spread it around. That's all. So we've got a lot of different containers. So people will put different ones in the different containers, and that way we won't have Kadesh Lo Yitapshu HaMa'ot. We won't have a situation where we have too many coins in one container. It's not particularly the 6 that's the issue over here. Ziri Amar? Ziri says, well, actually, we have 6 different kind of behemoths. And according to Rebbe, the reason we have 6 different kind of behemoths is because if you were supposed to bring a small animal, then you're not going to be able to if you bring a big animal. So because of that, we have to make sure that we've got a separate pushka, a shofar, as it was called there, for every single animal. So therefore, according to Rebbe, we need for a par, an eagle, an ayel, And wait a minute, the Chachamim will shout. If you already have for a par, what do you need for an ego for? If they bring a par, they'd be yotz in the ego. No, no, not according to Rebbe. So you've got a par and an ego. You've got an ayel and a kevis. You've got a gedi and a sa'ir. So these are all different ages of the same species. Gedi and a sa'ir, par of ego. And because of that, Rebbe would hold that in the event that you had a situation where people were supposed to be bringing out, the portion of Pshat over here, according to Tosfos, is that what we're talking about is people that were neither for Karbonos HaTzibur, because otherwise this doesn't make sense, that it would be like the Kinim, and that you could put in your own, because Kinim is not a problem for the Kohanim to bring for whomever it belongs. But Behemos requires Smicha. So you couldn't just put in your money in a vending machine, and like you would with the kinim, so you put your money in a vending machine, a ticket comes out, one kinim bought, and that's it. You yotzei your chiyuv because you know they're going to bring that today. But when it comes to a behema, you are going to need to do smicha. So there's no way that that's going to work. And because of that, Tosfos Steiner, that what we're talking about over here is karbanos hatzibur, kaitz hamizbeach type things. And the thing is that people are putting in different, specific, different funds to buy different types of korbanos. And that's why we need these different kind of animals. Bar Pada says, you know why we need six? We need six because each one serves a different type of motar. And look, even though in the end the utilization is the same, but we want to keep it very clear that this was money that had been essentially once upon a time, this was a chatas. Once upon a time, this was an asham. So every single korban that you're bringing for kaitz hamizbeach, it's not as if it's all just now become generic. The original kedusha has an impact on the kedusha of the motar. And therefore, when the korban is being brought by the tzibor, it's uplifting that particular motar. So you need to have the remez for which motar it is. So since you would have a case of a motar of Purim, you'd have a case of a motar Elim, you'd have a case of Kvasim. So each one of these is something else. That's it. Asher Mazer, Asher Metzera, or a Seirim. You could have, maybe there were even a Seirim of the Tzibor that were lost and so on. And this was brought for the Tzibor would bring there for, or was for the Tzibor. And you would have another one that was for general motarot, where people had set aside too much money in the first place, and the tzibor had set aside too much money, particular carbon, and there was change. That's what this motarot, all of this is motarot, obviously, but we're looking at a different type of motarot, which is additional funds that weren't necessary because the market price fell. And we have one for the ma'a. The ma'a means, and remember, if you have two people that give a shekel together, so over there, they are saving money. Why? Because usually, if you bring a chatzi shekel, you bring the shekel to Kadesh, you take change, and you pay for the changing. Now, there's always a banking fee. And so, as you know, all of those terrible Pharisees, they always stole your money, and they would take a banking fee. After all, the Beis HaMikdash was all about cash, as you know. So anyway, so because of that, they were metaken. If two people get together, and they go ahead and they bring a shekel. Ah, so these smart Jews, they think they're going to get away with the banking fee. No, they have to add the banking fee. So that was called the kalabon. And that was the ma'a that we're referring to over here that was paid when you saved money on the cheshbon of the Hegdash bank. All right. So anyway, this is why we've got all of these six. Now, the question is, why do not all of these make just as much sense as the other? I mean, you're sort of bringing random explanations, and is like there a reason to be ma'adif one over the other? Yes, there is, because the reason that we don't want to say that everybody didn't want to just say like Chizkiya, which was to save arguments between the Kohanim, is they say we're not chayesh lin suye. Well, I mean, what are the Kohanim going to get all upset about, you know? After all, everybody's got their own day, right? So they have their own day. Like, what do they care what's going on the other day? I mean, that's just like really completely gratuitous. I mean, just to be a Kohen for the sake of being a Kohen. I mean, you want to be a Kohen for the sake of doing Avodah. If they're doing Avodah on their own day, what do they care if Monday they weren't? They already did their Avodah on Sunday, or they're going to have their Avodah on Thursday. So that it's not reasonable to think that people are going to fight over that. So therefore, it can't be for the Tzorach HaKohanim to keep peace. They didn't want to send it to Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan said he's afraid that the coins are going to go bad. We're not afraid that coins are going to go bad. I mean, this is stuff that circulates constantly, unreasonable. Why not say like Ze'iri, that there was all of these six different types of animals, and that was essentially like Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, you couldn't be Yotzi and Egel if you bring a par, and therefore we needed to have the older and younger version of every single one. Well, that would be because Giyachida lo mukmi. We don't want to say the Mishnah is only going like Rebbe, because it's a Yachid, so it's more reasonable to say an approach to the Mishnah Shkolim that would be true according to everyone. How about according to Bar Poda, that it was for the different type of Motarot? Because Bar Poda doesn't make any sense. Bar Poda says one of the six was for Motarot. What is that? They're all Motarot. I mean, I don't understand. Why would you go one for Motarot? Kulanami, Motarot. I mean, everything is Motarot over here. It's very strange to have one. I mean, why not have it just for whatever it was? If it was Motar of Achata, so put it in with the other ones for Achatas. And besides that, the other thing that we don't like about Bar Poda is that he said that people that were paying the kalabon, they had to put in that extra ma, that ma didn't go into the shofarot. Well, at least not into the nedavos. It went into the shkolim shofar. Now, the word tiklin chadatin that was there, it went into the tiklin together with the shkolim. And we learned that in a braita. Lehechan kalabon zeolach. Where do you go and to deposit your kalabon when you're paying a shekel together with a friend into the shkolim container? Divrei Rebbe Meir. And now, it's true that Rebbe Elazar says that it goes minadova. But I mean, we're talking about a Mishnah and shkolim. A Mishnah and shkolim would ignore Rebbe Meir's shita and go according to Rebbe Elazar. I mean, the stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. So therefore, it's much more reasonable to say that we're talking actually about something other than the ma'a to be going into the nedavim. Shmuel says, I have my own explanation. You know what these six are for? I would say we have one for Motar Chatat, one for Motar Asham, one for Motar Asham Nazir, one for Motar Asham Mitzora, one for Motar Minchas Chote, and one for Motar Asirita Yifashu Kohen Gadol. So these are all very unique kind of korbanos, and we'd want to keep our original sense of what this hekdesh was for when it was made, that now we don't need it for that purpose. And so when we're going to be giving it to the tzibur, we're going to be giving it to something that still is a zecher for what the original kedusha was. And Rabbi Oshaya says, well, no, that's close, what Shmuel said, but it's not quite right. What it should read is, Kenegan Motar Chatat, Motar Asham, Motar Asham Nazir, Motar Asham Mitzora. Now, so far you're okay, but you're not completely okay because at this point you went off after the Motar Minchat Chote. So you said Motar Asirita Eva, and I say that what we're talking about over here is that I don't believe that we had the Motar Chavitim. I believe that instead of the Chavitim, we had Motar Kini. Fine. By the way, there's a fascinating machlokas. There's all brisker rov on this. Fascinating machlokas. Everybody learns that all of the Motarot were the same korban of Kayetz HaMizbeach, right? But the Rambam learns that Motarot of a Mincha are brought as a Minchas Tzibur, as a Kayetz HaMizbeach, which nobody else holds. There is such a thing as a Minchas Tzibur. So since an Oilo would include a Mincha, so it would have to, so this is the Shaila. So most of the Rishonim take for granted that the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai that we have about the Dinim of Motarot included also what to do with the Motarot, and that they're meant to be Kayetz HaMizbeach. The Rambam learns that those are two completely different Dinim. The thing of what to do with it, that is learned from Yehoyada HaKohen. Remember, we spoke about the Yehoyada HaKohen, who darshins that the what we do with Motarot, and that the Orot go to the Kohanim, and so on. So that's not part of the Halacha. So because of that, the Motar of a Mincha should actually go to a Minchas Tzibur. Anyway, just an interesting aside, but a fascinating Nekudah. Okay, so we disagree. Rav Hoshaya and Shmuel only have one disagreement over here. Is the sixth one, is it for the kinim, or is it for the mincha, special mincha, which was the leftover of the carbon that's brought every day? Mechza matoka, mechza achriyat sarayim, mechza be'erev, that's brought by the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so why are they arguing? So Shmuel, if we already explained why nobody holds of anybody else here, let me understand, why does Shmuel not hold of Rav Hoshaya? Well, Shmuel says, what do you mean, kinim? Kinim were one of the original seven that we took for granted. We know what the seven are because the Mishnah defines the seven. Those seven include kinim. So why the heck would we have another one for kinim among the nedavot? I don't understand. So, kinim tani l'resha. Hey, yeah. I mean, what? Rav Hoshaya didn't have kinim in the Mishnah? Tani v'lo tani kinim? What? He said over the Mishnah, but he left out the word that one of them, of the seven, was for kinim? We know that he definitely said the Mishnah the way we said it, because we have actually a braita that goes over the cases in the Mishnah, and tani in a braita, and he included kinim in the first seven of his braita. So what's going on? What's your problem? The kinim in the resha is talking about somebody who needs to bring kinim. So they deposit money in this machine. They get a ticket that says one pair of kinim, you can go home. We'll take care of it. That's all. Now, what does that have to do with motar kinim? Here we're talking about motar kinim. These are motarot. Those are the original purchase for kinim. So one is for kinim and one is for motar kinim. I mean, after all of the other motarot are so important that you needed to have a separate one for each one. Interesting. I mean, it's fascinating because Lamaisa, it's going to be used for the same exact purpose. You're going to put in the money for the motar kinim. Ultimately, it's going to add up to another king. Okay, but nonetheless, since it's not that specific amount that was given for one set, we keep it separately in the motar. And why does Rav Hoshaya not like Shmuel's pshat, that the Asirit HaEifah, being a very unique kind of mincha, that had its own kinim, its own shofar? Because, says the Gemara, Savala Kamandi Omar Mota Shalatzirit Aifa Shokohen Gadol Yirkav. Actually, we have a machlokas about this issue, because the question is, what do we actually do with Mota of Asirit Aifa? So the truth is that the Torah actually calls Chavite, Kohen Gadol, it refers to it as lichatatz. It isn't really a chatatz, but some learned that that gufa means that it's included in the dinim of chatatz legabe the dinim motarot. And therefore, the same halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai that we have that tells us that Moshe chatatz goes l'kayetz ha-mizbeach, that's true also of the Moshe Asiris ha-Eifa. However, we'll see more about this later. However, not everyone agrees that it means chatas in the sense that it should be given the same din as the chatas, as we'll see. And so if that's the case, so then we have nothing to do with it. We can't use it for something that is going to be a minchas tzibur or something, because we can't use it for a nedava if it was originally a chayva. We don't have any marker in the Torah or any halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai that allows us to do it. So if you have a carbon that is unusable, so you would put the money into the Yam HaMelech, essentially, or when they say you leave it to rot, I mean, that's talking about a case if there were leftover ingredients, which is not normally the din of a motorot. Of course, motorot is leftover money, but that point of Yirkab is that it would affect the money the same way that it would affect ingredients. And where is that? The Tanya. Motar minchat nidava. So suppose you have a personal minchat nidava that you had left over, and that is one of the things that is given to the nidavas, but that's your mincha. But a motar mincha, mashenke, if it's not a mincha, that for an adova, then it's left to rot. Huh? Those words don't even sing. Motar mincha is an adova. Motar mincha is your cab. What are you saying? Maika Omar. Omrav Chista, Achika Omar. Motar minchat chote, since that's a form of chatas, that is a nadava, because it's included mamish in the dinim of the halacha l'meshem Sinai. Motar asirit ha'ifa, you know, the kohen gadol, that's different, because that's your cup. So according to the way Rav Chista just explained, that's who Rav Hoshaya holds up. He can't say lachmo, because there is no such thing as a nadava of motar minchas kohen gadol. Rabba Amar, that's not what the Braita means. The Braita means, Motar Vasir Eifa Vakon Gadol is also a Nadova. That's, why wouldn't it be a Nadova? It's called a Chatas. The point is that the Motar Asirit we're talking about over here, another Motar, that's a Motar of Lachme Toda. What are you going to do with a Motar of Lachme Toda? They're never called a Chatas. And they are not shayach to be mitakein. What are you going to do? You can't bring a toda for shlomim. And how are you going to bring them? What are you going to do with them? You can't bring them for another taita, because anybody who brings a taita is b'chayv to bring a lechem. We had this whole discussion before. There's nothing to do with those lechomim. We had these desperate situations where you were mesupik or something. There's a shlomim, a taita. The way to work it out, is there any way that you can bring it? But over here, if you have motar, there's nothing to do with it. So that's what it's saying. It's saying the motor of a toda, which it's calling the mincha. It means the mincha part of the taita. It's not really a mincha, but it's made out of the ingredients of a mincha. That is what is left to rot. And actually, this is really a machlokas we know from elsewhere between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Motar asirit efasha kohen gadol. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it should be brought as an adava. And Rabbi Lazar says it has to be left to be rotten or to be zurek into the Amamela. Now, how in the world could Rabbi Lazar argue with the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Shkolim says, Beferish, that we don't leave it to just be thrown into the Amamela. Take a look at the Mishnah. Meisve, motar shkalim achulin. So if somebody put aside too much money for his Machzis HaShekel, so then that's stam chulin. There's no inyan of additional Machzis HaShekel money. How about Motar Asiri Ta'efa? Okay. Motar Asiri Ta'efa, last I heard, Motar Asiri Ta'efa is referring to the Kohen Gadol's Korban Chavitim. So the Motar Asiri Ta'efa, Motar Kinei Zovim, Kinei Zovais, Kinei Yoldais, Chatois, Ashomais, all of these Motarot are Nidavana. When you see Asiri Ta'efa, I mean, what are you referring to? My love, the Asiri Ta'efa, which is another way that we refer to the Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, is the Asiri Ta'efa of the Kohen Gadol. No? Maybe Motar Ha'efa, Motar Asiri Ta'efa is a reference to a Motar Minchas Choite. Is also exactly Asiri Sa'efa, and that is called a Chatas. And a Chatas, we have a local Meshmi Sinai that we actually do bring Motarot to Kayetz HaMizbeach, either according to the Rambam, actual Mincha, or according to everybody else, just a regular Eila. So what makes you say Asiri Ta'efa has to be a reference to a Minchas Chavit? Omri B'nachu Bar of Yitzchak, look, I'll tell you that it's much more reasonable to say, like the Man Yomro holds, that the Asirit Ha'efa Shekohen Gadol is not put into Nedavos, and it's Yirkav, because we see in the Braita that when we have in the Pasuk about the Minchas Asirit Ha'efa of a Minchas Chote, so it says over there, Lo Yasim Ale Hashemen, V'lo Yitein Ale Levona, Ki Chatat Hi. Okay, what is this telling us? Omar Rav Yehuda, this Asirit Ha'efa is called a Chatat in terms of the dinim of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai that we bring the Motarot for Kayetz HaMizbeach. But the other Asirit Ha'efa, which is the Asirit Ha'efa Shel Kohen Gadol, that one is not called a Chatat. So he kruya Chatat in terms of this Halacha. But Eina Cheret Kriya Chatat, which teaches us clearly, Limed al Asirit Ha'efa Shel Kohen Gadol, She'eina Kruya Chatat, and therefore it needs Levona. Now I say, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I say, if it means it's not called a Chatas vis-a-vis that it doesn't take a Levona, then the same thing is true that it's not called a Chatas in terms of it's really being treated like a Chatas. So mida'ena tzri kruya chatat in terms of this, so then it means it's also not called a chatas in terms of halacha l'meshim sinai vis-a-vis motarot. And therefore, motra yirkaf, because this is not a chatas that's included. Which brings us to, once again, Mr. Left, sorry, Mr. Right. Here he is. Thank you, Sir Richard. So, okay, we learned about all of the various dinim of something that you can be poda, right? So we went through all of the different things that where we're nifting them, who pays the extra chormash, things like that. Now, the question is that we've been talking about whether somebody who makes a neder, he makes that neder and he's mechayev himself. We have the big machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. He makes a neder to bring X, maybe even the same type of thing. He's going to bring a small animal. Can it be yotzi by bringing a bigger animal, right? All of those issues we had. The question is, what would happen in a case where you've got money from a particular nidava? Now, you never made a neder. You never said, I am going to bring this. Let's say you had made, you owned a big, beautiful, expensive shor. You said, this shor will be brought as an nidava. Now, if anything happens to that shor, it is not your responsibility. Because you never said Hare Alai, right? So it was not to Ine Al Katve. You never put it on your shoulders. It's a heavy shor. You only said, I am going to set this aside. It's meant as an adava. That's all that you said. Then it gets mum. So now you don't have a responsibility to replace it. You have its value in terms of whatever it can be sold for with its mum. So what do you use that money for? Obviously, that money was what was dedicated to Hekdesh. So you use that money to buy the same thing, I guess. But could you use that money for a different form of, let's say it was an Ayla. You said Shor Ze Ola, and then it gets Omo. So can you bring maybe two smaller Shvarim? Yes, says the Tanakama. Imra Tsa, you want to? You can use its money to buy Shnayim. Why not? And even though we said before that, you know, if you said this is, I make a netter to bring X, it has to be the way you made the netter. You never made a netter to bring X over here. You simply have the kedusha of domin that were set aside for an oila. So you have to use those domin for an oila. But who defined what kind of behema that would have to be? In the case it was a shor, so it has to be a shor. But it could be two or three shvarim. I mean, it's still all being used for shor, so to speak. So that should be fine. Or vice versa. Suppose you had two shvarim, and those two shvarim were set aside as olot, and both of them got a mum. If you want to combine the money and buy a big, beautiful shor, so ratza yavi b'dameyam echad. Ah, but Rebbe, now this is strange. Rebbe, which very characteristically, if you're not too bright, you'd say, well, Rebbe always says you can't substitute a bigger animal for a smaller animal, even though it's bigger, and therefore he disagrees, which makes no sense. I mean, this has nothing to do with that case. That case we were talking about, in order to be yotze your neder, this is not what you were noder. Over here, there is no neder. So why does Rebbe just stick with the same idea that it's usser? Strange. The Gemara is going to discuss what Rebbe's logic might be. Ayel ze ola, v'nistaev. If you want to, you can buy an expensive keves instead of the ayel. That's fine. If you said keves ze ola, if you want to, you can bring it with it. If you're able to get an ayel for cheap, you can bring an ayel, which is a bigger animal. Uh-oh, Rebbe again says, no, remember, I don't like the idea of bringing bigger animals for smaller animals. But again, this makes no sense, because this has nothing to do with Rebbe's original idea. Over there was a netter that you were trying to fulfill your netter. Over here, there is no netter. It's just a question of the utilization of the funds. So why would Rebbe just mindlessly bring over the same words that he said in one sugya, bring it over into the other sugya? I don't get it. Didn't you say, so first of all, let me understand. And the reason I'm doing this is to make it clear what my problem is with Rebbe. Didn't you say before in the earlier Mishnah, right? The last Mishnah, we had actually the opposite then. You said, shor b'mana. If you swore that you're going to bring a shor worth amana and you bring two worth amana. As a matter of fact, if you bring two worth 99 dinar a piece, you're not going to be yotzei. So that means you can't replace one large animal with two smaller animals. I don't care if it's missing one dinner. Now, how come over here all of a sudden, if something happens to your shor, you can replace it with two shvarim? Oh, no, this is no comparison. The case of a year in our Mishnah is this shor. You never said, I'm going to bring a particular shor. You took an actual shor. You said, this shor is an ayla. Now you no longer have any responsibility. That shor got a mum. That's not your problem. Okay, you don't owe the Beis HaMikdash anything, but you are currently the owner of something that belongs to Hagdash. Okay, you're going to have to take that money and use it for the thing that it was set aside for. So that's different. It was set aside for the kedusha of an ayla. So bring an ayla. I don't care what it looks like. Two shvarim, three shvarim, a bigger shor, a smaller shor. Couldn't care less. Well, if that's the case, take a look at the next piece of the Mishnah. Shnei shvarim elu ola. You set aside two shvarim. You made them into an ola. Naftali, your mind is still not settled. Please concentrate. All right. Shnei shvarim elu are an ola. Both of them get them in. If you want to, you can bring one, but Rebbe argues. Now, that doesn't make any sense. The way you just explained the Mishnah, why in the world would Rebbe argue? I mean, this has nothing to do with being Yotze and Neder. You said we're talking about a case over here where the guy just said, and Nedava, so I'm in my time. Why would Rebbe argue? Well, he's arguing because, look, you're right. It's really only for dummies. I agree. But it looks the same to people who don't know how to use their brains. So this is a case of you had a shor gadol, you're replacing it with a katan. So it's true that even though it was nista'ev, and that's not your business, because you never guaranteed that it's going to be okay at the shor, you didn't take it on yourself, there was no neder. Nonetheless, lechatchila lo shari Rebbe, Rebbe was nervous that if people see that you can replace a shor in this fashion, they will make the silly mistake of thinking that you could also be yotzei your neder in this fashion. Because not everybody understands the difference between saying alai or between saying shor zeh. And even though it really doesn't make any sense, but it's simply a takona that Rebbe made. But in fact, if you would have brought it, it would have been fine. Well, wait a minute. I mean, so if that's the case, why didn't Rebbe argue in the beginning of the Mishnah? I mean, Rebbe all along, I mean, the beginning of the Mishnah says if you said you're going to bring one, you know, you can actually use the money to buy two. Rebbe should have said over there, you can't do that either because people are going to get confused with the same case of the neder. You're right. Rebbe does argue. He's not going to sit here and beat a dead horse. He's going to sit there on every single word that you say. He waited till you finished, you know. Rebbe Akula Milta Polig. He holds that you've got to make sure that the dummies don't make a mistake, okay? But Natalu the Rabbanan Adamaski Miltaio, he was waiting for the Rabbanan to finish talking. Tell me what your whole shita is. Your shita is that we do not conflate and we're not concerned for conflation of the dinim of Zo and Hare Alai, right? And I disagree. So I disagree. I'll disagree at the end. Would I have to argue with every step? I'll prove it to you that, of course, it wasn't just on that piece that he was arguing, because the Mishnah goes on to say another thing that makes absolutely no sense according to Rebbe. Ayel ze olav nistaev. If you want, you can bring a keves. Keves ze olav nistaev. If you want, you can bring an ayel. And over there, Rebbe says, no, you can't. No, you can't. Even though an ayel is a better quality, he argues over there, you can't bring a better quality for a lower quality. So it's clear that Rebbe is simply following the idea that he had before because he's afraid that you might think it's the same. Shema Amina, you're right. I mean, it must be that he argues on all of the cases that violate the concern for dummies. Iba Elohu. How about if it's a different species, do the Rabbanans still maintain that it makes no difference? I understand. I mean, we know they don't hold there's a difference anyway between a shor and an egel. But there certainly is a difference between a shor and a keves. I mean, it's a different species. So would you be able to utilize a different species that maybe was more expensive or two of which equals, or what about that? Well, Toshma, shor ze ola, vinistaev, lo yavi bidamav ayo. You cannot bring an aisle because an aisle is a different species. But you could bring two alim. Oh, so you could bring two alim. So in other words, you can actually bring a different species. You can't bring one aisle because it's not chashev enough to use for the Demei Shor. Okay, I hear that. But uh-oh, now we get into trouble with Rebbe. Rebbe says, well, you can't do that, because there's no way to mix the menachot, because you need two separate menachot in order to take the place. If you're going to be bringing two separate korbanos, each one has to be put into a kli, and then, I mean, the original commitment to bring this animal as an eila only had one minchas nesachim, and now we're going ahead and putting it into two separate kelim. And that looks like your same problem. You're substituting two menachas for one, so you can't do that. But that's the only problem. That's the only problem. So, I mean, isn't that a violation of what Rebbe said before? It is indeed. We're going to have to see why Rebbe says it that way. But anyway, Shmamina, at least you learn here that you could bring even a different species, but it would need to be chashev. So you'd have to bring two alien. But so then, why is two better than one? Couldn't you bring even one aisle, one big one? And, I mean, he doesn't have a commitment, but you said we're talking about a case where it got a mum, and according to Rabbanan, they don't care if it's a big thing or a small thing. You're right. They shouldn't care. However, there are two different versions of the Rabbana. So there are, in our Mishnah, we don't care at all. But the Tana in this Braita cares about the impact, the chashivas that it makes on the viewer of what it is that you're bringing in its place. But you're right. Our Mishnah, the Tana couldn't care less about that. So, fine. This is not exactly the Rabbanan. Well, what about Rebbe? It's not Rebbe either. I mean, over here, Rebbe says, the problem is that there's no way to mix the two menachas. Well, that's not the problem. I thought the problem was that according to Rebbe, since the dummies are going to think that this is something that you could do for a neder, so it was usher. Now, how come all of a sudden he's saying, no, the problem is that ein bila. What? Time of the ein bila? But yesh bila shari, if there was a way that we could have brought this as one mincha, so then that would have been okay? That's a whole contradiction to Rebbe. V'otnan, it says in the Mishnah, Ayel ze olav in istayim, rotza yavi b'dam of keves, and keves ze olat istayv yavi b'dam of ayel, and Rebbe anyway asers. So you see that even though it's being brought in one, over here there's only one thing that you're bringing, so there's no bila issue. We're not bringing two separate minchas to sachim. And Rebbe said it's no good. How come over here Rebbe says the only reason it's no good is because you're going to be bringing two separate menachas? You're right. Look, in the same way we saw, there were two approaches to the Tanna Kamma over here. Clearly, there are two approaches to Rebbe. What can you do? Okay, so this Braita is basically presenting a modification of the machlokas that we have in the Mishnah. So again, if you're talking about in the Mishnah, so then the Rabbanan say you could take an aisle and bring it even in place of a shor. And Rebbe says, no, would have to be dafka a shor. And then in the Braita, we would be learning, you can even use two aylin, but not one. So it's slightly different because you need to make an impression. So two aylin will make an impression. And Rebbe in the Braita says, one, because of the Bila problem, but I don't care, even if it's a different type, that would be fine, as long as it's only one, because it's only a Bila problem. So those are the difference between the Mishnah and the Braita. So now, once we're on this braita already, let's take a look at the details. If you're talking about tohorim, tohorim in this case does not mean kosher animals, obviously. Tohorim means, like we had the pasuk before, remember we darshan the pasuk, ima beima hatimea means a balas mum. So over here we're saying b'tohorim, meaning a behema that's not a balas mum. So then, if you made, you said you're going to bring this egel, you bring a par, or a keves, and you bring an ayel, you would be yotze. And this, of course, would only be going according to the Rabbanan, who said that a larger animal is going to be inclusive of the smaller animal. It's going kineged Rebbe's shita from before. Now let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you like, ratza, your big, beautiful shor got a mum. So if you want, you can bring two instead. Omer of Menashe bar Zavit, Omer Rav, that's only if he said shor zeh ola. Now, this is something we took for granted until now. We described the difference between the earlier Mishnah that was talking about where you'd made a neder, so you said alai ola, and the difference between shor zeh ola, right? So, Rav Menashe bar Zavit is making it clear. When do we say this halacha? And davka, you could bring two if you said this shor is an ola. You never said, I'm going to bring an ola. So then it's not your problem that it got a mum. It's not your responsibility to replace it in any way. It's just that you have the money of Hekdesh and that has to be used for Hekdesh. But clearly if you had said, shor zeh alai, then I'm a chuyav to bring it as an ayla. So then you were koveya that it has to be that particular carbon that you said. You said it's going to, you're going to bring a shor. And then, no, wait a minute. If you would have said, Hare alai shor la'ola, that's something else. When you say shor zeh alai, all you're saying is, I commit myself to getting this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's all that it means. So I'm not taking responsibility. I'm just saying, I'm not saying shor zeh ola and then let Hekdesh come and pick it up if they want. And if not, it can die as far as I'm concerned. All you're saying is, I make a commitment to see to it that this shor is going to get to the Beis HaMikdash. If it gets a mum, that's not my problem. So Dilma alai lahavio. You can't say that he meant that he's taking responsibility. You're right. That couldn't be what Rav Menashe said, because we know from a lot of the sugyas that we have in Erechim that that's obviously what he means when he says that. Elai itmar hachi itmar. What Rav Menashe must have said is like this. Omer b'menashe barzvid omar rab. Lo shanu alada omar shor ze ola. Or even if he said shor ze alai ola. In both of those cases, he is accepting no personal responsibility. But if he said omar shor ze v'damav alai, I'm taking a commitment for bringing its value to be an ayla, then that means you're committing yourself basically to bring an ayla like this one. So then it's hukbah. That's almost as bad as saying, alai lahavi sharla ola. And there in Ochiyami, you wouldn't be able to be yotzi or neder with something else. I think we have to continue now. And it's a long daf, but you can get up to the next mission, I believe. Okay, Sir Richard, give it to us. That's not bad for overtime. I say that's not bad for overtime.
I'm in a different climate. I moved south.
It's not going to be so nice for Shabbos.
No, it's not going to be so nice for Shabbos. But, we pay you pay your money, it takes your chances. You got to deal with it,
Okay. So before, we were talking about going back to the Sveikas we had, right? We had like a lot of Mishnayas, Pirashti, I don't remember Ma Pirashti, all of these various issues. So let's go back to issues where there is some confusion as to what exactly the neder was. How about if a guy says, okay, one of my kvasim is kodesh. Not smart. One of my shvarim is kodesh. And he's got two, you know? So if he's got two, then it's the larger one that is going to be kodesh. Why is that? Because we're going to see, and this is agavi klal, that magdish ba'ayin yafa magdish. What somebody's giving to Hegdesh, he's feeling generous and he wants to share something chashuv with Hegdesh, and therefore we have an umdana that the person means to give his better shor or his better ayah. But what if you have three instead of two? Now there we got problems. Because in the event that he said shlosha, now the Mishnah seems to say something that doesn't make any sense. If it's shlosha, then it's the middle one that's kodesh. And why the heck would that be? If we have a klal that a person is buying yofa, it should be only the best one. But the Gemara will describe. Now, how about if he said, I said which one I'm going to give, and I can't remember which one I said. Pirashti veni yodea ma'ashe pirashti. Or he says, you know, my father, before he died, he told me which one of the shvarim were hegdesh. It was such an emotional moment. I don't remember what he said. And what do I do now? There are two hagadol shebem hegdesh. Okay. So says the Gemara, the opening of the Mishnah seems to be saying very clearly that the rule is that magdish ba'ayin yafaka magdish. So then how do you explain the next piece? That if he has three, that then the middle one is kodesh. If ba'ayin yafa, why isn't the best one? Now you're changing your mind and you're telling me, well, actually, the guy's not ready to be that generous. So then, alma magdish ba'ayin ra magdish. How can the same Mishnah have two different assumptions? Omar Shmuel, no, the Mishnah doesn't mean the middle one is the one that's kodesh. The Mishnah means that even the middle one you have to worry about. It's a suffix. So it's saying, choshishin, afla benandi. You have to be concerned that even the middle one is hegdish. Why? Because the klal that ba'ayin yofa runs into a question over here of, is that relative or is it absolute? So in other words, look, I mean, I want to give something nice, but that doesn't mean I have to give the nicest. So I'm going to give the nicer. So that's the question. Since relative to the lower qualities, we're talking about a case who's got three shvarim, the emtsa'it is considered to be the ayin yafa. So maybe legabi katan, this is also ayin yafa. And therefore, it would psychologically satisfy this person's desire to give ayin yafa. So what do we do? I mean, I understand. So now we've got two animals. We don't know which one is hegdesh. I mean, certainly not going to be chayev him to give two animals to hegdesh. So what do we do? Hechiyavi. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barav. It's hard to know what to do when everybody's hiding behind something, you know? I mean, most people just decided, I don't want to face it. And they just go and they put up a couple of squiggles on a screen and then they go have a bowl of cereal. Or maybe even some talisker. I don't know what they're doing. But it sure ain't expressing much interest in what do we do. Well, there is a setting, I think, to knock off anyone from the screen whose video is off. There is that. So we could always go back to that. And then it would be better to have some faces than to have squiggles that outweigh the faces. I am tempted. But then the question is, what happens to the ones that are taken off of the screen? That was the previous shaila that we had. Are they left to rot? Or do we throw them into the Yam HaMelech? Or are they somehow just put into a pushka for use for nedaveis? I'm not sure. But now I got some faces, so now I can continue.
But you can do that with the babies because it seems they have two clones of a kippah baby listening to the show.
That's true. But that's,
so it's knock off a couple of clones at the end of the world.
No, but one of those clones is female. Now, come on. I mean, clones don't turn out to be different sexes. Can't really be a clone. So, Omer Rebbe Chiya Barav. I'll tell you what we do. We wait until that middle one gets itself a mum. And then we transfer the Kedusha on that mum, so we're prayed to it, on the bigger one. So if the middle one was the one that was Kadesh, so then, okay, now we've taken its Kedusha and I prayed to it on the value of the big one. And if not, so then it was never Kadesh in the first place. So there's no problem. So now it's Vada going to be Chulin, and now you can eat it. Om Reb Nachman, Om Rabba Baravua. Now, this idea that we have to be chayshish for the middle, lo shano de omar echad mi shvarai hekdesh. It's telling me a case where the guy said, one of my shvarim. But if he used a different language, and he said, shor bishvarai hekdesh, a shor of my shvarim. Now, that language is the shor. The one. This is the man, that this is the shor, and there for sure he only meant the gadol. Because he meant, we're talking about Tura b'Torah, Ka'ama, a shor among shvarim. So this is a shor that stands out among shvarim. So he must be talking about his very best. Really? But, Amar Ravuna bar Chiya Mishmei de'ula, if you say to somebody, look, I am selling you a bayit b'veitai, you know, I've got like houses, rooms, I'm selling you a room in my rooms. You can give him the chunkiest room. Mar'eyu aliyah. Put him in the attic. That's fine. You just said a room. The attic is a room. So that's good enough. Now, I thought you said that if you use that language, you mean the best of the best. Huh? How about that? I mean, isn't that because I'm giving you the least, right? No, it doesn't mean the attic. It means the aliyah, the best. The top, not the top room, silly, not the attic room, but the top room. It means the bridal suite. What do you think you have to give him? Me'ula shebebatim. Really? Meitve, shor b'shvarai hekdesh, v'chein shor shel hekdesh shenitarev ba'achirim. So what do? So we've got two different situations that are similar problems. You didn't know which one of your shor is the Hekdesh, or you actually had a shor of Hekdesh, and now it wandered into this whole group of Shvarim, and now you don't know which one it was. So then the din is, the one that you bring for the actual Eilah is the biggest one, but the rest of them cannot be used for Chulin, because they may be Hekdesh. So you're going to have to sell all of them to people who intend to buy Shvarim for Hekdesh, but the money that you get for them, the rest of the money is, of course, Chulin. But you don't know which one is which, so fine, but the extra money I already paid, because I paid the best one and I gave it as a korban to Hekdesh. But anyway, I thought Rabbi Bar Avuha says that if you say Shor b'Shvarai Hekdesh, you mean the biggest one. Yeah. This whole thing wasn't going on that part. It was going on the second part, where Shor of Hekdesh got mixed up. But Enochinami, if you said, the Shor of my Shvarim, that is the best. Excuse me? It says V'chein. The Brayta specifically said. And the same thing would be true if. How can you say that? Well, that just means v'chein, this idea of giving only the best, the gavi klal. That's what it means, v'chein. So that part, yes, but it doesn't mean to this idea that they're all sold and so on. That part is only true. It's always you give the best. That's true about both cases. But it doesn't mean that in a case where you said shor b'shvarai, you have to sell the other ones. You know what he meant. That's what it means. What about the case of, you say, I am selling you the bayit b'veiti ani mocher lecha, and then one of them falls down and collapses in a windstorm. You can show him that one. You'll say, oh, gee, I'm so sorry, but this one was yours. But how could you do that? Or if you say, I am selling you eved b'yavadai, and one of them drops dead, so then you show him the guy that dropped dead. He says, oh, this one was the one I sold you. Now, how can you do that? I thought it has to be the best. Am I? Let's say, let's see if it was the best one that fell down. Was it the best one that dropped dead? So then, fine. If that's true, then I understand that it's the buyer who's out. But otherwise, why in the world could you do that? Oh, man, you guys are mixing up two... All along, you've been mixing up two completely different dinim. One is a case of advertising, and one is a case of giving Hekdesh, okay? Now, let me ask you something. The TV advertisement says, Shor shebishvarai. What do you think that means? The very best? Right. Yeah, a Bayachivaviti. And you in your mind, you think, wow, that must mean the very best. Obviously, it means the junkiest room at the house, right? But if you're stupid enough to fall for the advertisement, well, I mean, I said a Bayachivaviti. I mean, what, you're telling me that this bathroom is not a Bayachivaviti? It absolutely is. It hasn't been remodeled since the 18th century, but that's fine. Bring in a bucket. So if that's the case, the advertisement is honest advertising. So if you're stupid enough to confuse an advertisement with an actual giving of something, so then look. Obviously, a lokeach is different, and that actually has a legal way of being expressed as a gabi rule. Yad ba'al hashtar al hatachtona. The guy who is holding a document to prove something is going to have to prove that it means what he says it means. He can't assume anything at all. Oh, okay, so hashtar is lachi. I mean, now I understand. So that means when we said before that you could show him the attic, you really meant you could show him the attic. You didn't mean, like you said, you have to show him the best, because over there also it was a sale, and a sale is an advertisement. You told him, and now you're giving him the bathroom. What's wrong with that? So hashtad amatachi, you could say afilutema aliyah, which means give him a room in the attic. That's fine, which is geria. But since Yad Ba'al Ashtar Al HaTachtona, then that's what you can get away with. Another example of Kvar Kadmucha Rabbanan. When somebody gets through the Gemara, he learns how to live like a thinking human being. Okay. Now see, there's some people who believe in friendships and handshakes. Boy, do they get it between the eyes, let me tell you. Okay. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day. Bisurot tovot. Shalom uvrach.